Egypt's parliament has suspended its sessions until May the 6th, demanding the ruling junta sack the government of Prime Minister Kemal al-Gentouri. Lawmakers slammed the government for its weak performance, including tackling fuel shortages. Muslim Brotherhood says the junta has promised to reshuffle the government very soon. Jordan's prime minister-designate has warned that his country is facing a critical situation amid spreading protests. Fayez Tarouneh says his transitional government is trying to pave the way for political reforms. Jordanian protesters demand sweeping reforms and a tougher fight against corruption. Sudan has declared a state of emergency along its border with South Sudan as tensions are growing over the disputed oil-producing region of Hejlish. This after the arrest of three foreigners and South Sudanese in the area. South Sudan says the four were working with the UN. Tens of thousands of Spaniards have staged nationwide rallies to protest education and healthcare spending cuts. Prime Minister Mario Rajoy's conservative government has introduced stinging austerity measures in its first 5 months in office. More than half of Spaniards under 25 are jobless. In France, presidential election campaigns continue for the runoff scheduled for May the 6th. The latest opinion poll has shown François Hollande would comfortably win the runoff by 54% of the vote to incumbent President Nicolas Sarkozy's 46%, with the gap narrowing. Hollande is busy addressing international issues. At least one person has died and 16 others have been injured when a grenade was thrown into a church in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, during a Sunday service. The incident is the latest in a string of grenade attacks since Kenya sent its troops into Somalia in October last year. Several explosions have struck a university campus in the Nigerian city of Kano. Witnesses have seen around 20 bodies at the site of the blast. The bombs went off near a theater used for church services inside the campus. Residents also reported gunfire in the area. In Afghanistan, the Taliban say they have downed a U.S. reconnaissance aircraft. The militants claim to have shot down the aircraft in Ghazni province. They say the wreckage of the plane is in their control. The claim was confirmed by local sources in Gilan district.